This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com.
Hello, Mike. Last week we talked about precipitation. We said it was a process by which water droplets, ice crystals or snowflakes reach the ground. We said first step in forming precipitation was brought about by cooling a parcel of air. This cooling usually brought about by causing a parcel of air to rise. We did mention when air hits a mountain, it's forced to rise. The air reaches heights where the air pressure is lower. When pressure is lower, the parcel of air expands, and expansion causes cooling. Therefore, on the windward side of the mountain, that's the side facing where the wind is coming from, clouds and precipitation form. Last week I ended by asking, where do deserts form? Well, now that's easy. When air goes over the mountains and starts to come down the other side, just the reverse occurs. On the windward side, air coming down, the leeward side moves into higher pressure and is forced to compress. When air is compressed, it's heated. If air is heated, it cannot cool, it cannot reach the dew point, and thus clouds and precipitation disappear. Why is there no desert on the leeward side of the Appalachian Mountains in the eastern part of the United States? We would have desert conditions in the east if it were not for the Atlantic Ocean. The East Coast derives much of its moisture from the ocean, so most deserts form where air descends. Sinking air causes dry conditions, rising air causes clouds and precipitation. Perfect example of this would be the Matterhorn in Switzerland. People are many times frustrated when they go to take a picture of the majestic Matterhorn Mountain. They are at the base of the mountain only to see the top shrouded in clouds. The entire sky is absolutely clear, except, of course, right around the Matterhorn. Will the clouds disappear? Probably not. Air is forced to climb up the Matterhorn, reaches lower pressure, expands, and cools. Condensation occurs in the cooler air right around the mountaintop. The clouds form and remain there all day. At night, when the entire air mass cools, the air begins to sink, and the clouds disappear. However, it's too dark to take pictures. Hey, maybe tomorrow will be better. And maybe not. Did you ever notice weather forecasters sometimes say the day will be sunny and warm, with just a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mountains? Of course, in the mountains, the air is forced to rise. The air expands, cools, clouds and precipitation forms, while no precipitation occurs where the air is not forced to rise. Now, is the air only forced to rise in the mountains? Of course not. A low-pressure area or storm system exhibits rising air currents. Air circulates around the storm system in a counterclockwise movement and towards the center of the storm. When it reaches the center, it rises. Therefore, in the storm center, the rising air causes clouds and precipitation. In a high-pressure system, on the other hand, winds circulate clockwise and out from the center. The air is descending, warming, and clouds and precipitation disappear. So fair weather is usually associated with high pressure systems. Where else is air forced to rise? Well, if you look at a weather map, you will see red and blue lines. They represent fronts. A front is a boundary line between warm and cold air. If the cold air is pushing into the warm air, it's called a cold front. If the warm air is pushing into the cold air, it's called a warm front. In both cases, air is forced to rise. Now, in the case of the cold front, the cold air is heavier than the warm air. The cold air acts like a snowplow and barrels under the warm air and forces it to rise quickly and vertically. Cumuloform clouds form. They look puffy. A cumulus cloud is in this family, and so are the cumulonimbus clouds, or the thunder overhead clouds. So thunderstorms are usually occurring along fast-moving cold fronts. In the case of the warm front, the cold air is firmly planted at the surface. Here comes the warm air. The cold air is more dense, and the warm air is forced to ride over the cold air. The air rises gently over the slope of the cold air. It forms stratiform clouds. They are smooth clouds that cover the entire sky. Along the warm front, you are introduced to the cirrus, cirrostratus, altostratus, nimbostratus clouds. Of course, we talked about those a few weeks ago. Something to think about this week. Where else is air forced to rise and cause precipitation?
That's Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you a promoter or a preventer?
Most people are both, but one is dominant, according to the authors of Focus, a book about how we see the world.
Promoters play to win. They focus on the best case.
Preventers play to not lose. They focus on the worst case.
If you're a promoter, you probably jump at opportunities. Unfortunately, you may leap too soon. Have a plan B in case reality doesn't match your rosy outlook.
If you're a preventer, it's likely you run from opportunities. Regrettably, you may miss the chance of a lifetime. Make sure you diligently consider the rewards, not just the risks.
Promoter or preventer, know your type to make better decisions. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you afraid of the dentist? Does the sound of the drill cause shudders? Well, about 25 million Americans find a trip to the dentist just terrifying. But there are ways to allay these fears. Here's the social science of it. First, modern dentistry is just not as painful as it was decades ago. And to help you deal with your dental phobia, you know, let your dentist know you're afraid. Arrange a meeting with the dentist before you sit in his or her chair. Prearrange a hand signal, one that says, stop what you're doing immediately. That way you retain control. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if you avoid the dentist, that can require more trips and, trust me, cause problems that really are scary. When a dentist knows you're afraid, trust me, they'll go out of their way to work with you. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.